proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. With this session, we conclude our study on the Angel of the Lord. We note that sometimes the figure known as the Angel of the Lord did not seem to manifest divine attributes. So, the Angel of the Lord could refer on several occasions to some other member of the angelic order. Let's look at some Old Testament examples where this might be the case. According to the Song of Deborah, contained in Judges chapter 5, Deborah called upon the Angel of the Lord to curse Meroz for failing to help the Israelites fight against their Syrian invaders. Since the word Meroz meant refuge, Deborah might have depicted the Angel of the Lord as placing a curse against the inhabitants of one of the cities of refuge in northern Israel. So in Judges chapter 5, the Angel of the Lord might really refer to a particular representative of God from the angelic order. Then we look at the third chapter of Zechariah. The prophet had a vision in which he heard the Angel of the Lord speak to Joshua, the Jewish high priest of that time. Here's what the Angel of the Lord said, quote, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then shalt thou also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by," unquote. Note that this figure denoting the Angel of the Lord referred to God in the third person, namely the Lord of hosts, and used the same formula as the Old Testament prophets did, by prefacing their statement with, "Thus saith the Lord." This might be an indication that the Angel of the Lord in Zechariah chapter 3 was not, in fact, the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Then we look throughout the New Testament where the Angel of the Lord interacted with people. Look at some of the nature of his dealings with these people. After the birth of Jesus Christ, the Angel of the Lord manifests himself according with a number of the heavenly host. These appeared to a group of shepherds in the field. The Angel of the Lord informed these men to, quote, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord," unquote. Note that this pronouncement took place shortly after the actual incarnation of Jesus Christ. Yet the Angel of the Lord here functioned as a divine herald, bringing what he described as good tidings of great joy. The Angel of the Lord also played an important role at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the 28th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, that author remarked that, quote, "There was a great earthquake, for the Angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it," unquote. The Angel of the Lord in that particular instance seemed to be a being separate from Jesus Christ. Furthermore, in the New Testament, the Angel of the Lord protected the early Christians from their enemies. In Acts chapter 5, for example, he released the apostles from prison. The Angel of the Lord liberated Peter from prison, as recorded in Acts chapter 12. In addition, the Angel of the Lord directed the missionary endeavors of the early church. He instructed Philip to leave Samaria and travel to a desert road, an incident recorded in Acts chapter 8. He also forbade Paul and his company from entering into certain areas of Asia Minor, as per Acts 16. In conclusion, the Angel of the Lord remained one of the more unusual characters of the Bible, but one who did not act independent of God's will. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.